Hi, this week the question is, did Joseph suspect Mary of fornication? This is part two. Let's review. Last week, we started studying Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. Let me reread this again so we'll have it fresh on our mind. Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All right, last week we examined the suspicion view. And this view says that Joseph was suspicious of Mary. He thought she had committed immorality, and he was thinking about divorcing her on the grounds of fornication. We gave two reasons why the suspicion view should not be accepted. Number one, because the text explicitly says Mary was found with child of the Holy Spirit. In other words, she was not simply found to be with child, but it was of the Holy Spirit. And number two, the Old Testament law did not allow divorce for immoral brides to be. Rather, the Bible required the death penalty in the Old Testament days, Deuteronomy 22, verses 20 through 21. Now we're going to consider the alternate view. This is less popular, but it's an alternate view called the humility view. The humility view says Joseph knew that Mary was a virgin. The people of that time were in expectation of the coming Messiah, Luke 3, verse 15. They also knew that when the Messiah comes, he will be born to a virgin, Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, when Joseph learned that first, Mary was a virgin, and second, she was with child of the Holy Spirit, he was not suspicious of her. Rather, he was afraid of marrying the virgin who was being used by God to bring the Messiah into the world. I read now from the Holman Christian Standard Version, Matthew 1, verse 20. The Bible says, "But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because that which is conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit." Notice that Joseph's problem was fear. Do not be afraid, the angel said. If Joseph was suspicious of Mary, the word fear does not make sense. If he was suspicious of Mary being immoral, then the proper wording would be something like, don't be angry or don't be brokenhearted. Instead, the angel said, don't be afraid. If read carefully, you'll notice the angel is not informing Joseph of something new. Joseph already knew Mary was pregnant with a child by the Holy Spirit. Listen to verse 20 again as I read it. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, question, how did Joseph know this? Well, Mary probably told him. What's so hard about believing that? If someone should argue, well, that's unbelievable, then I would ask in return, why not? I would ask people who say that it's not believable, I would ask them if they themselves believe Jesus was born of a virgin. If a person says, no, I don't believe Mary was a virgin, then they're not a saved Christian, because belief in the virgin birth is required for salvation. John 8, verse 24. If a person says, well, yes, I believe in the virgin birth, then I would ask them in return, how did you come to believe in that? Did somebody tell you? If you can believe someone telling you about the virgin birth, then why couldn't Joseph believe in the virgin birth when his bride-to-be, Mary, told him? I mean, after all, Mary is chaste and honorable. She has the reputation of telling the truth. She would not fabricate such a story as this, and Joseph, knowing her proven character, would naturally believe her. Therefore, since the angel is not informing Joseph of new information, then what is the angel saying? The angel is saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary as your wife just because the child that's being born to her is of the Holy Spirit. Instead, she will give birth to a son, and you shall show that you are adopting the son as your own by naming the child yourself. You see, when a father names a newborn son, he demonstrates the son is his own son. By adopting the baby Jesus as his own, Jesus would be a legal heir to the throne of David. That's why the angel addressed Joseph as Joseph, son of David. So in summary, Joseph, upon learning of Mary's divine child, was afraid of marrying her. He was afraid he would be interfering with God's plans, and he wished to excuse himself from this frightening situation. But the angel informed Joseph that there was a place in God's plan for him. God needed this child to have an adoptive earthly father in the lineage of King David, so that the child could later rightfully claim the throne of David to fulfill the prophecy of 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 16. That's the view I believe that we should adopt in interpreting Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. I invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.